WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Fibermax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A reminder for property taxpayers that today is the last day to pay the full bill if you did not take advantage of partial payment. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rose says if you need to go into the office, be prepared to wait.
Parking is always challenging down here in downtown Bryan, so people need to plan a little extra time. It's not necessarily going to be an easy in, easy out situation.
Rose suggests using the county's online payment service, which includes a processing fee, but she discourages using your financial institution's website.
Because that is still a mailed-in physical check. And we've had several people caught and having to pay penalty and interest because of that.
Another option is using a drop-off box outside their building in downtown Bryan. The intersection of University and Spring Loop was closed for more than 2 hours yesterday afternoon when a City of Bryan truck overturned. Jenna Kioski with the city says the driver is okay.
It was a City of Bryan Water Services truck, and it was actually making a left turn from Spring Loop east onto University Drive and overturned right there at that intersection.
Crews from the cities of Bryan and College Station loaded an estimated 10 tons of treated sewage into a dump truck and proceeded to its original destination, a nearby compost facility. No other vehicles were involved. A proposed private landfill west of College Station remains on hold. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality unanimously voted yesterday to send the applicant and opponents to a judge and to mediation. Commissioner Chairman Brian Shaw of Elgin says landfill opponents were eligible to have a contested case hearing, which could take up to 9 months to complete.
The record, it's pretty clear that effectiveness has been established, and so the real issue, I think, is what of those issues are appropriate to forward. And I think there's likely about nine different issues by my count that could be included, and some of those are variations. For example, on the issue one, I think certainly the dust component of that is relevant material.
More than 160 property owners have organized to fight adding a landfill to the Brazos Valley recycling operation off FM 60 west of Highway 47. A year and a half ago, BVR filed its original application to deposit construction and demolition debris. More information's on our website at WTAW.com. And there continues to be talk about last week's decision by the Bryan City Council to study the future of the municipal golf course. Mayor Jason Bienski says voters decided in November of 2011 to keep the property as green space, not as an 18-hole course.
If we're going to spend $1 million, $2 million on improvements and compete with other golf courses in the area, we've got A&M, if you haven't seen, they're redesigning and redoing their whole course. They're going to be tough competition in a year, and our numbers are still down. Imagine what they're going to be like a year from now. So the citizens are going to have to decide if we want to keep subsidizing at a $300,000-$500,000 a year rate, if there could be some other use before we spend that kind of money. And we'll figure out the best means to do it.
The council called on the Parks and Recreation Board to weigh options. And a star running back for A&M 25 years ago is accused of an armed robbery and shooting in a Dallas suburb. The Dallas Morning News reports Darren Lewis is accused of a convenience store robbery early yesterday morning in Duncanville. Police say a store clerk was shot in the thigh after refusing to hand over money. The 44-year-old Lewis played for the Aggies from 1987 through 90 and was an All-America selection in his senior year. After A&M, Lewis played two seasons in the NFL. And Congressman Bill Flores says he believes the Senate is headed in the right direction on immigration reform.
Once we get that off the table, we can start talking about economic opportunity for all, particularly for Hispanics. Under the president's economic policy, we've got 2 million more Hispanics living in poverty than we did 4 years ago. That's not fair. That's not fair to them. That's not fair to our economy. That's not fair to the other taxpayers who are paying the load for those people while they're on their public assistance programs. Let's put them to work and make taxpayers out of them. If we do that, we'll make Republicans out of them at the same time.
Flores says President Obama's address on immigration reform was a speech which lacked substance and failed to address border security. He says instead it included social issues like a same-sex stipulation that make it harder to accomplish reform. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 39 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Fibermax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30. or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Having a swimming pool is an investment in family fun and an investment in your home's value. The Pool Guy has over 28 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. Trust the Pool Guy to build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Hey, good morning. It's 612. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure and sunshine, they go hand in hand today. Temperatures will be up to about 65. We have clear weather forecasts for tonight. Overnight lows are going to be around 40. Tomorrow also looks like a good day. Sunshine through much of it, highs near 65. As somewhat warmer weather moves into the region tomorrow night, it'll be accompanied by some cloudiness. Lows will be near 50. Those clouds will give way to partial sunshine during the day Saturday, a high of 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie basketball finally off the schneid. Share that with you. The ladies coming up this evening, find out how they do. And the Big 12 is in negotiations with the SEC to do a limited compact between the two conferences. We'll share that and more coming up with sports.
Yeah, they just as soon play good football teams as opposed to themselves.
Well, but in terms of the rankings, if they lose, it's going to kill them.
Yeah, well, you know, once again, that's
why they book the Patsies.
Who are the Patsies after all these days? Well, never mind.
I don't want to say. That would just be ugly.
That'd be nasty. So this morning, more than you might know about nacho cheese.
Oh, yeah?
Well, yeah.
Uh-oh, now you're getting personal.
Well, that's because the Super Bowl, I don't know if you've heard, the National Football League World Championship will be played this weekend.
Oh, yeah, isn't it going to be kind of like the a league of their own where the two sisters are fighting it out at the very end, the climax of the whole
thing? That really what happened at the end of that? I didn't really.
Yeah.
There's no crying in football either, just oh, by the way.
Is that about the girls' baseball team?
It's like
team?
the women's baseball
team. Tom Hanks, Gina Davis.
Back when Madonna thought she could act.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay. Yeah, probably so. All right, so let's see if we have anything. We have nothing this morning from Florida, which first of all, it makes it not quite as fun as it could be. But anyhow, a California electricity company said it will not remove thousands of wooden blocks painted with the images of gnomes from their utility poles. Pacific Gas and Electric said the blocks, which were painted with gnomes by an anonymous artist and attached to the utility poles, and again, it says thousands of them, in the Oakland area, it's been done during the last 6 months, they would not be removed as previously announced due to apparently the popularity with the public. The artist, who wishes to remain anonymous, sent an email to the utility company explaining his intentions. He said, I'm a resident of Oakland who simply thought this would be a nice way to make my fellow Oaklanders happy and proud.
Considering, yeah, I'm happy and proud because of gnomes.
Well, considering the amount of handgun violence that happens in Oakland, keeping the residents happy and proud is probably a safety thing as well.
Hey, in Oakland, they just hanging with the gnomies.
Yeah, oh, very nice. Yes, there you are.
We got a lot of info.
Nation.
Yeah.
Or maybe is it kind of like the gnomes are watching you?
No. I like hanging with the gnomies. And again, anything that keeps them happy keeps the guns in their pocket. Maybe they do have little police cameras in there. That could be.
Un-gnomes to anybody?
No, very. Just, you're going to keep it up. Is that it? Okay. I got it.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together. The ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever. Because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life. Which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and LibertyLink for double herbicide tolerance and traits for insect protection. Because with FiberMax, it's all about making the good life even better. FiberMax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hey, there we go. 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the last day of January, and it's day backwards. So there. It's day backwards. It's
K.O.
Yeah.
Backwards day, so it's day backwards. Okay. All right. Got birthdays? Yeah, well. Hello?
Yes.
Birthday. We do birthdays about this time every day. Sometimes earlier.
Well, I was going to say, 23 Timberlake Justin is.
Oh, them. No, let's. Yeah. Right. We're not going to do the Yoda. Birthdays like Yoda. Yeah, okay.
Justin Timberlake, 32 years old today. Uh-huh. Joel Courtney, 17, of Super 8 fame. He was also Tom Sawyer in the Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn movie. Kerry Washington, 36, from Scandal on ABC. Mindy Driver's, 43. Yeah. Daniel Motor is 43. He's actually Mr. Julia Roberts. That's probably all you know him
very
as.
Nice, very nice.
Anthony LaPaglia is 54. Like I do, too. Yeah. He was originally going to be James Gandolfini's character in The Sopranos.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think he turned it down.
Okay. Too bad.
Yeah, no kidding.
Not a good career
move.
It
was a part to die for.
He in fact, owns a rugby team in Australia.
Does he really?
Professional rugby
That's
team.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Joni Rotten, 57 years old, from the Sex Pistols. Harry Casey of Casey and the Sunshine Band,
sure.
62. Nolan Ryan.
Oh, well, he's done all right.
Of Beef fame and played a little baseball.
Well, he was almost a fighting Texas Aggie. Oh,
I did not know that.
Yep, he was going to come to A&M, but, you know, obviously the pros called. And
he said, yeah, I'm good.
Okay, I'll do that.
It's all wipe our noses in his honor.
Right? Ernie Banks, 82.
Mr. Cubs.
Yes, sir. And Carol Channing. Carol Channing's 92.
Is she?
Yes.
Oh, man. Portia de Rossi.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that one.
A waste on so many levels. 40 years old. But what's interesting is her co-star in Arrested Development, Jessica Walter, who plays Lucille, 72. I think we first saw Jessica Walter in Play Misty for Me. Where she played
which is the creepiest flipping movie ever.
That's just because we were disc jockeys. Yeah. We're scared to death there'd be some wacko on the phone line.
Oh. Yeah. Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now, this contracting economy in the fourth quarter of 2012 comes during what is already the worst economic recovery on record. Remember, we had Summer of Recovery. That was 2010. So the Obama years for the American economy, awful from beginning to end. There's barely been a single really good month during his entire presidency, let alone a single good year. So what Obama's doing here is adding to his record of incompetence and ineptness. All we've gotten is a horrible recession caused by policies that Barack Obama champions. The depth of the recession, which Democrats always cite as their excuse, blaming Bush, which they can't do anymore, should actually have made the recovery stronger. But these misguided policies have kept the American economy on its knees.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Let's jump to a listener shout-out from IncomeAtHome.com. Now, this is where I applaud listeners who have taken my advice and started their own work-from-home business with IncomeAtHome.com. This shout-out goes to Melissa, whose goal was to earn money from home to be there for her kids. She visited IncomeAtHome.com. In her spare time from her kitchen table, Melissa was able to double her job income. She loves her home business, and she's there for her kids. So if you have a little spare time, start your own home business and see where it takes you. IncomeAtHome.com. That's IncomeAtHome.com. Soon, scores of spectators going to file right into your family room for the big game. Now, you're going to want it dark in the room so everybody can see the game. Now, that's why I recommend that you get blackout shades from our friends at Blinds.com. Now, you can do this in about the time that it takes to make your special chicken wings. Now, hurry up. There's still time to black out your TV room for the big game. You get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states, and their prices at Blinds.com, they crush home improvement store prices. Remember the name. It's Blinds.com. That's Blinds.com.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance.
And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-706-8022. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-706-8022. That's 1-800-706-8022.
Some new foreclosure statistics. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Home foreclosure activity increased last year in more than half of the markets, followed by RealtyTrack. The report says foreclosures declined in 12 of the nation's top 20 markets. You can expect to pay more for a fill-up in the coming weeks. Crude oil and wholesale gasoline prices have been climbing recently, and forecasts say the average nationwide price of regular will likely jump to $3.50 a gallon in February. Drivers in California could see $4 a gallon gas soon. Facebook shares lost ground in after-hours trading, even though the social network's quarterly results topped Wall Street forecasts. One analyst says the report was not the blowout some were hoping for. Facebook says the use of mobile devices by active members exceeded desktop use for the first time. The company has been focusing on wireless. Wall Street is coming off a down session. The futures are pointing lower. Several economic reports will be out before the markets open. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security networking and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you if it's not and there is a problem, then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys.
I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. About 66 today. Still kind of windy out there. About 20 miles an hour, but out of the southwest, so it'll feel a little bit better. Low tonight, 40. Then tomorrow, about 67. Saturday, Sunday, Monday will be in the 70s, lower to mid-70s, with a slight chance of showers. And that's about it, so should be pretty nice. A little chilly right now, though. The winds are calm. We have 79% relative humidity, but fair skies, and it's 34 out there.
Multitasking is one way to try to get a lot of things done, but it turns out your brain doesn't really like it. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has 7 moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Rock Center with Brian Williams brings you stories like no one else can.
On Rock Center,
the first TV interview with Tim Cook after taking over Apple.
How are you not Steve Jobs?
An Oscar-winning director on breaking away from Scientology.
I was ashamed of my own stupidity.
A first look inside the White House Situation Room.
This was the longest 40 minutes of my life.
At the center of
power, investigation, controversy.
At the center of it all, the Emmy-winning Rock Center with Brian Williams. Friday, starting February 8th at 10, 9 central on NBC.
So much is being discovered about the brain and how to keep it active and healthy.
Believe it or not, one of the major things you can do is what I call the brain power of none.
Dr. Sandra Chapman, director of the Center for Brain Health at the University of Texas and author of the book Make Your Brain Smarter.
So when you're dealing with a complex issue, when you think about that, the deeper way to go is when your brain actually is doing nothing. That's why a lot of times when we're solving complex problems, our best ideas come in the shower or in the middle of the night. Another thing you can do that makes it very healthy is not multitasking. Chronic multitaskers actually break down the neurons and interfere with the connectivity in the brain and make it work less efficiently.
Doing crossword puzzles is believed by many to be a great way to keep your brain healthy.
If you want to be good at crossword puzzles, do those and you'll get better and better at them. But it won't make you better at clear thinking, decision making, inventiveness, creativity, sharpness.
What is quite effective in improving your brain function is what Dr. Chapman calls synthesizing information.
What synthesized means is take a newspaper article and say you've read it. Instead of saying, what exactly did that article say? It would be, what message did you take from that and why is it meaningful to either me or to you?
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
High blood pressure, diabetes, smoking, high cholesterol, hypertension, obesity, and family history of heart attack or stroke can all be signs of clogged leg arteries called PAD or peripheral arterial disease. Get a free screening Thursday, February 7th, 8:30 to 4 at the St. Joseph Education Annex on the corner of Broadmoor and 29th Street. PAD is serious but can be cured. St. Joseph can make the difference with advanced treatment options. Call 774-4653 to schedule your time.
If your business is involved in the Home Products and Garden Show, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home magazine. At Home magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners. An attractive, full-color, glossy publication, At Home magazine offers almost everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. To get early bird advertising rates in At Home magazine, contact Sam Jones today at 695-9595, 695-9595.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. An estimated 10 tons of treated sewage spilled into the intersection of University and Spring Loop yesterday, shutting down traffic for 2.5 hours.
It took crews there, both City of Bryan and City of College Station crews on site, and they had it cleaned up in a matter of about 30 minutes working together. So very fast response.
Jenna Kioski with the City of Bryan says the driver is okay after the truck overturned while making a turn from Spring Loop to University. No other vehicles were involved. Opponents to a proposed private landfill west of College Station raised 13 issues to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. The 3-member board agreed with 9 during a hearing yesterday in Austin.
I guess be third in saying that I think that the as far as the air issues go, I think they are overly broad, but bringing it back down to the idea of treating dust as a nuisance, we do have that authority through the MSW rules. And I do think that there's some language that could get at that.
Commissioner Toby Baker of Austin was part of the unanimous vote sending the application to a judge and to mediation, which could take 9 months to complete. Brazos Valley Recycling applied to add the landfill to their operations in June of 2011. Since then, more than 160 property owners within 2 miles of the site have organized against dumping demolition and construction debris off FM 60 west of Highway 47. On our website at WTW.com is more information from the State Commission. The normal rush is on for property owners to make their yearly payments by today's deadline. That means long lines and jammed phones at the Brazos County Tax Office. Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe says one option is using the drop box on the side of their building in downtown Bryan.
Include your property ID number, your payment stub, something to help us identify your payment, and all of those payments drop directly into a locked safe.
Another option is using the county's online payment service, where you'll pay a service fee.
As long as you are paying less than $10,000, and gee, hopefully you are, then the convenience fee is only $5.
Rowe doesn't suggest using your financial institution's website because checks are issued and then mailed, potentially missing Thursday's deadline. Now a month into the new year with new federal taxes making folks' paychecks a bit lighter, Congressman Bill Flores says he hasn't gotten any feedback about it. Flores feels that temporary tax breaks make for tax increases down the road, so anything done in terms of tax policy needs to be long-term.
If I'm asked in the future to pass a short-term tax break, I'm going to say, no, why don't we just send out a stimulus check to somebody? I mean, it's their money to start with. Just give it to them, but leave the tax rates the same. That way you don't have to deal with the tax increase that comes subsequently. And I think that'd do more economic good than the way the payroll tax reduction worked over the last 2 years.
He also says Governor Rick Perry's proposal of a money-back guarantee for taxpayers mentioned during his State of the State address is worth looking at. And discussion hasn't diminished in the future of Bryan's municipal golf course since the Bryan City Council asked the Parks and Recreation Board for a recommendation. Mayor Jason Bianski knows about a recent unscientific poll in the Eagle where 71% favored keeping the course 18 holes instead of reducing it to 9.
I would like to see that poll that polls the citizens on how many people would like to keep it a golf course or other people would like to use it for other parks and recreation use. I have talked to dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of people that said, yes, we did vote to keep it a park and we did vote to keep it a green space, but by no means did we vote to keep it a golf course. That was not on the referendum. It was voted to keep it as a park space.
Bianski says a study is in order before spending millions to improve the course, which has seen diminishing play and will face more competition when A&M completes the rebuilding of its course. And a former Aggie football All-American is in jail. The Dallas Morning News reports 44-year-old Darren Lewis is accused of an early Wednesday morning armed robbery and shooting. A clerk at a convenience store in Duncanville was shot in the thigh after refusing to hand over an undisclosed amount of money. Lewis played 2 seasons in the NFL after an Aggie career where he rushed for more than 5,200 yards between 1987 and 90. WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 39 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing and e-filing tax returns since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment. That's 696-6776.
I remember the moment. overwhelming.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When you need weather on the go in the Brazos Valley, download the KX Weather app on your smartphone. View your local radar. See not just 7 days, but 10 days out with KX Mobile 10-Day Forecast. Plan hourly. Get instant weather alerts when severe weather hits. And keep up or share your thoughts with KX Chief Meteorologist Jared Plushnick on the KX Weather Blog. Get access to all the weather information you need to start your day. Only from KX HD News. They're brightly colored displays that pop up after the loss of a loved one.
I mean, real good man. It was a life cut short.
Memorials and crosses line Central Texas roads, but the I-35 expansion could mean many disappear.
We're certainly sensitive to the needs of families, but at the same time, our number one priority is the safety of our traveling public.
KXHD News Tanya Ortega shows how removing them could disrupt a family's grieving process. Never forgotten. Tonight on KXHD News at 10.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you this morning by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County the full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
High pressure is sitting across the state of Texas this morning. It's going to be responsible for another nice day, though we are off to another cool start. We'll see abundant sunshine. Temperatures will climb up to about 65 this afternoon. Clear tonight with a low very close to 40 degrees. Tomorrow it's mostly sunny, highs near 65. We'll see some passing cloudiness tomorrow night near 50, and then it becomes partly sunny on Saturday with a high close to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Two teams struggling, obviously, when you have 46 turnovers.
It was ugly, but it was a win for the Fighting Texas Aggie basketball team last night against Mississippi State. We'll share that, plus get you geared up for Aggie women's basketball against Vandy. And the SEC and Big 12 are in conversations, anyway, about some interesting stuff about alignments. We'll share all that and more coming up with sports in about 12 minutes.
Yeah, and what was it, like 52-50 or something, in overtime, right, or something? They didn't score many points there last night.
55-49.
Yeah, in Starkville. But, you know, talking about not scoring many points, the University of South Carolina, they would be in the SEC.
Yes, sir.
They played Florida last night.
Oh, boy.
Florida's a pretty good basketball team.
Well, they're four in the country.
Yeah, and I don't know that there's anybody playing better than the University of Florida right now. They seem to be doing all right.
Certainly.
At halftime, South Carolina had 10 points.
Oh, man.
But listen, but they kicked it the second half now. They got 26 points the second half.
So they finished with 36?
They did.
Brittany Griner had more points last night than they did.
Yeah, well, of course, this is boys, this is boys basketball we're talking about here. Yet Florida almost scored enough points in the first half that they could have just sat out.
Pretty much.
It was 75-36 was the final. That's pretty embarrassing.
Ball boy got to play in that game.
Yeah. And again. Now they're 2-5 in the conference, which is not that much worse than the Aggies are. So
Aggies are 3-4.
3-4, yeah, that's true. So anyway, 36 points in a Division I basketball game that did not include Princeton. So that's pretty amazing. So there. Let me see what happened yesterday.
You throw that Princeton shot in there real quick.
Well, what? That's what they do. Princeton averages about 45 points a game, and you know.
I like that you use the word shot, Kevin.
Uh huh. Okay, there's a bit of news surrounding Senator Bob Menendez. I don't know if you've heard about that. Some allegations that, if true, could spell a little bit of trouble for the senator from New Jersey.
Yeah, he's in a little hot water.
Yeah, well, first the story was he'd gone down to the Dominican Republic and spent time with underage prostitutes. Well, so now he's admitting that he didn't.
So would it be better if it was with overage prostitutes?
Well, no, not at all. But he's trying to marginalize the damage now by saying, well, yes, he did in fact fly at least three times on a rich donor's private plane to the Dominican Republic. But he's denying any other charges right now.
Okay.
So they.
So is he playing baseball?
Is no.
Why he went?
I don't think so. No, I think it's just a matter of he's not. He hasn't figured out the damage control assessment yet.
He's waiting on the spin.
This apparently all happened as they went. This rich doctor who's been a supporter of his. When the feds went in and raided his office, apparently there was a little bit of Medicaid scam going on there. So this guy's not like a really good person either. And so now, of course, they're saying it was politically motivated that they would do this story about the senator because he's a fine man and a family man and all that kind of garbage. Yeah, right. Good luck. But what's interesting there is, so he could be in a little bit of trouble the next time he runs, and he's a Democrat. And this is a great day for the United States Senate. This is a great day for the United States Senate.
Because?
Well, we have a senator named Mo now. So.
Hey, Mo!
Yeah, exactly. Now, we had Mo Udall, if you'll recall. And we need a Curly. We do. If we could just get a Curly. Larry, we probably already got one in there, but that'd be outstanding if we could have all three
gosh.
Of them. But this guy's name is Mo.
What about Shemp?
Well,
he doesn't count.
He's
doesn't
a key care. Stooge.
Yeah,
he's one of my favorites.
But you, when was the last time you met anybody named Shemp? See, the chances of having anybody named Shemp being added to the United States Senate really, really slim. So if we could just get Mo, Larry, and somebody
Shemp
with the nickname
like
of Curly.
It's a nickname for Samuel.
Oh, okay. Well,
Shemuel.
We've had one of them.
So.
Yeah. So anyhow, so this Mo Cowan has taken over the seat that John Kerry had, and he may run and he may not. I don't know. But what's interesting is if Menendez gets in trouble and the Republicans retake the Massachusetts seat, then that squeezes down to like a 53-47 margin, and there are five Democrats that are pretty vulnerable. I'm not saying the Republican Party's going to take over the U.S. Senate, but it could be interesting. And, you know, that's all we need to be talking about. Well, the president and shotguns. President and shotguns. I think we may talk about that next hour, because the president now talking about shooting skeet like he's a regular. Hello?
I would think it makes a little bit of a difference between underage and overage. One of them makes you a pedophile.
Well, that's true. I mean, you're right.
Well, either way, it's not good if you're with prostitutes either way.
Right, but he's right.
I wasn't saying it's better.
No. But he does bring up a very good point that could be seriously serious if that's the case. But it's really difficult for us to get beyond even the state of Texas when it comes to politics and things that are kind of interesting. A debate is continuing to swirl now around a popular online curriculum management system that is distributed to a majority of Texas school districts. The Senate Education Committee is going to hear testimony this morning on this disputed program. The curriculum management system, known as C-Scope, is developed by the Texas Education Service Center Curriculum Collaborative, whatever that means, that includes all of Texas' 20 regional education centers and government agencies. The curriculum is developed as an option for schools to use or to augment the curriculum that they currently have. Now, the director of Scope at Region 13 Education Services said complaints that the curriculum pushes an agenda arises from material that is taken out of context. You see, there are people who believe this curriculum is anti-American and pro-Islamic. This is Texas we're talking about here. So they're going to be talking about that this morning in the State Education Committee to see if this C-Scope is, in fact, pro-Islamic and anti-American, and we're going to teach that in Texas schools. Not such a good thing. And we got some bad news yesterday. I mean, we talk about schools and funding for schools in Texas, and the Texas legislature had talked about Medicaid as well, because that's going to be a ginormous cost. It's going to cost a lot of money.
Yep.
And they had projected that they were going to be able to come up with savings of about $2.9 billion in the last 2 years in the Medicaid and health care costs. Well, the bill came in, and they didn't save 2.9, they saved 1.8, which is good, but it's not 2.9.
Right.
Tommy Williams, who is the state senator who took Steve Ogden's place as chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, said that now spending is going to be just about equal to what we spend on education. $70 billion when state and federal money is combined is how much is going to be spent on health and human services in the state of Texas. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
And they hadn't figured out a way to put it together yet. Dr. Kyle Janik, who is a state senator, he is the head of the Health and Human Services Commission, said about 15% of his agency's proposal or of his agency's proposals for the coming budget focus on behavioral health, including efforts to help military veterans. Because we've got that, and then, of course, we've got indigent care, we've got children's care. We have a lot of stuff that's got to be done there. And that's one of the good things, even though he's not necessarily on the committees that can most directly contact that. Our state senator is Charles Schwertner, who's also a physician. And it's probably a good time to have a physician in there.
Yeah, that didn't hurt any.
Yeah, to understand it. And really, more importantly, he understands it, but to be able to communicate it to us as to what we're dealing with. But the biggest story... The biggest story came out yesterday in an exclusive interview with WFAA, the TV station out of Dallas. Rick Perry said Attorney General Greg Abbott told him he will not run against him in next year's GOP primary if Governor Goodhair decides he wants to run again. Now, that comes as kind of a surprise because... He's got three times as much money as the governor does, or more, but it's about $18 million in his campaign coffers, and Perry's got $6 million. Now, $6 million isn't enough money to run for governor in the state of Texas. Of course, maybe he can make a few phone calls and get what he needs.
Yeah, I reckon he probably could.
But also the fact is that Abbott had assured his big donors that he will run. So,
yeah, well, in a... What I read was that a spokesman, despite what Governor Perry said, a spokesman for Abbott had said that speculating about the attorney general's political future would be, quote, unproductive. So, but to me, that doesn't sound like he's backing down or saying that, yeah, Perry was right. We're not going to, you know what I mean?
Like, oh, they're great friends is what they say. They're great friends. Yeah. Well, I'm wondering if Abbott was sitting in his office and that little flash came on his on his little Twitter or his was texted. Oops, the governor says you're not going to run against him. Really? Wow.
That's okay. What,
yeah. That. Well, I didn't. We'll see. That's what makes it. That's what makes it just fun. It's just great from a spectator standpoint. Look back and watch these little boys get out on the playground and have their little wetting contests on one another. See how it works out. All right, it's about 11 till.
This is Brad Beard of Intercon. Many of us have watched together as the Bryan-College Station area continues to grow and prosper. Part of that reason is your support of local businesses. We all depend on our neighbors from time to time. A healthy economy allows local businesses to create new jobs, and that means support from the services we expect from our cities. Your decision to stay here to do business means we continue to be the kind of place we want for raising our families. Bryan Broadcasting and Intercon remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I get a lot of requests for plants that will fill a tall space, but where there isn't a whole lot of horizontal room in the landscape. Narrow, tall plants do not abound in our garden centers. There are several, but they're not especially good landscaping choices. I think that's a good place to consider a vine, or if a vine isn't practical, maybe an espalier. Espaliers are shrubs or trees that are trained to grow two-dimensionally. We'll talk about them right after this message. I have set aside a handful of my 2013 Texas gardening calendars for you, my Plant Talk Texas listeners. But you need to order immediately. There are precious few. Scores of calendars remain out of the many thousands that we printed. You can save one-third on the calendar with all of its monthly gardening guides of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. A beautiful calendar, more than 10,000 words of when to do things here in the Lone Star State, and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Our magazine has been recognized as being the best regional gardening magazine in the United States. Get all of that for just $38.95, satisfaction completely guaranteed. $3 postage on the calendar for the box and the postage. Call today before we run out of calendars. $38.95, 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. There are many forms of espaliers. Diamond-shaped and basket weave patterns are most common, but you'll also see freeform styles as well. In fact, if you're starting an espalier, that's probably the easiest way for you to develop it. Some gardeners even go to the trouble of training plants into special shapes, like the pyracantha trained into the shape of golden arches. The secret in training espaliers is to start with young plants. Know the ultimate shape you'd like the espalier to assume. Train the plant to fill the espalier from the bottom. Once you've completed the bottommost portion, then move upward to the next layer. Keep doing so until you've completed the design. If you let the plant grow upward first, you'll find that all the new growth will occur at the top, leaving the bottom unfinished. You want to anchor your espalier to the wall by using masonry nails driven into the brick joints. Attach a stout wire to form the design, then secure the plant's limbs to the wire with plastic plant ties. Prune any twigs that grow off course, especially those that stand out away from the wall. If you have a wooden fence, or if you're putting the espalier against a wooden wall, you might consider putting the plant on a hinged trellis that would allow you to swing it out of the way if you have to repaint the house or rework the fence. One cultural note of importance, since you'll be growing espaliered plants in a somewhat artificial manner, you need to be prepared to pamper them just a little bit. Species that normally would tolerate full sun and north winds may need just a little protection from the elements. If you'd like a supple, attractive plant for your espaliers, consider the ones we're going to mention now. Each of these is commonly available in nurseries. Pyracantha is certainly the number one plant for espaliers. It grows quickly, it's unusually supple, and it bears spectacular berries all winter long. It's available in all manners of patterns. You can find preform espaliers pretty often. No plant holds up as well to the heat as Eleagnus. It has gray-green foliage and a vigorous habit of growth. You can train it easily into an espalier. You may even, in an off chance, find one. There are several types of junipers available as espaliers, but Hollywood Twisted Juniper is by far, far the best. It has very soft textured needles, and that makes it a lot easier to work with. Waxleaf Ligustrum, even little gem magnolias, even pear trees you'll see as espaliers. I'm Neil Sperry. What makes a tree great? In our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Yeah. Y'all appreciate this, Kevin, from the days when you used to have to answer your phone on your morning show.
Okay.
Lady called and she said, is this, and I'm not going to say which name the station it is. It wasn't us. And she said, well, where are y'all on the dial? And I said, well, we're 1620 a.m. Huh. I said, that other station, and I'm not going to say the name of it. It's like the name of a girl. And he said, she said, well, I guess they just don't even think enough of themselves to put a listing in the phone book. Which
it's the last time you looked at a phone book for something.
Well, that's true. My thought is, you know, maybe they don't have the money to pay for an ad. All right, let's do some sports. Oh, that was tacky.
Bazinga. Here we go, gang. Time for your sports on WTAW. I'm Kevin O'Connor. It is 6:54. A&M got off the schneid last night. Fabian Harris scored 17 points. Elston Turner added 11. And A&M rallied past Mississippi State for a 55-49 overtime win. The Aggies trailed by 14 points early in the second half and recovered to snap a four-game losing streak. Harris ended up 8-13 from the field. Turner sank a crucial fadeaway jumper, and that was with just 30 seconds remaining in overtime to give the Aggies a 53-49 for good. J. Michael Reese added 10 points, including four in overtime, and here's Coach Kennedy after the overtime win.
Obviously, when you have 46 turnovers in a game, it's an ugly game, but
proud of our guys for fighting back in the second half. My small lineup was able to speed the game up and create some baskets for us. And I'm really proud of Elson because I challenged him at halftime and thought he came back in the second half and fought back, and it's a good win for us.
The Aggies are now 13-7 and 3-4 in the SEC. They'll try to improve on that Saturday at Reed Arena as the Kentucky Wildcats come to town. Tip-off is scheduled for 5 o'clock, and all the action for the Kentucky game is live right here on WTAW. Number 16, Texas A&M women, who are 16-5 and 6-1 in the SEC, will face off against Vandy tonight at 7. That game's at Reed. The Aggies are looking to match idle Kentucky, that is 7-1 in league play. A win would tie the ladies for second place in the standings. Here's Coach Blair on the Commodores.
Vanderbilt has always been a great, great offensive team all throughout the years. And we had the perfect scenario get Missouri before Vanderbilt, because Missouri plays the same style of ball. Missouri runs their offense very hard, good point guard play. They just didn't have the finishers that Vanderbilt has.
Want to catch the action for ladies basketball? That's on our sister station, The Zone. From CBSSports.com, the Big 12 hasn't made any secret of the fact that it's looking to create a partnership with other conferences, hoping to boost its non-conference scheduling, television profile, and other interest. But what leagues it might be in discussion with, other than the SEC, have officially been a secret until now. SEC spokesman Mark Walmack told AL on the SEC that the Big 12 have engaged in, quote, limited dialogue about the possibility of a closer agreement between the two Champions Bowl partners, specifically one that would guide the league's non-conference schedules. But Womack was quick to point out that any such agreement was, quote, far, far from being finalized.
Right wing Green, right corner Parker, wide open, three ball. Trebian, Tony Parker from Danny Green.
Talking NBA, and Tony Parker finished with 33 points, and San Antonio never trailed, beating Charlotte 102-78 last night, extending San Antonio's winning streak to 9 games. The Nuggets beat the Rockets 118-110 last night. Brittany Griner set a Big 12 women's career scoring record yesterday, finishing with 40 points and 15 rebounds. Oh, by the way, that's her 51st career double-double. Number one Baylor thrashed Tech 90-60, and it was the fourth career 40-point game for Griner. Griner passed Oklahoma State's Andrea Riley for the record, giving Griner now 2,837 points for her career. And just, oh, by the way, Baylor's win was the 31st Big 12 win in a row for the Bears. Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis is still getting grilled about the use of PEDs, and, of course, a certain Texan cyclist came up.
I'm always very careful with speaking about something that I don't know about, you know, and I don't know about Lance. I don't know about nobody. I can only tell you about Ray Lewis. So to speak about other people's cases, other people's situations, that's totally on them, and that's totally on whatever you guys want to write from there.
This whole PED thing and Ray Lewis dovetails nicely into the PGA. Professional golfer Vijay Singh says Sports Illustrated report about his purchase of deer antler spray is correct. But he said, I had no idea that it contained a substance banned by the PGA. The same article says Baltimore linebacker Ray Lewis asked the same company for help while recovering from a torn tricep. Ravens linebacker said that it isn't true. So Singh saying yes, Lewis is saying no. That's been your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Hi, this is Debbie at Bottom Line. Exciting news! We have a simple cash option for those who want their money within 24 to 48 hours. This is not a loan. If we prepare your return and it is accepted by the IRS, you could receive money.